Hello everyone, Mimi here. I thought that I would come out here and do an audio boo before I go to bed. Basically, I started this book called Kathy's Story, The True Story of Childhood Hell Inside Ireland's Magdalene Laundries, and by Kathy O'Bierne. I can't say your name right, Scottish or Irish. Basically, this poor lady went through some hell growing up, and I've had some tough reads, but this is pretty tough. And there's some really good poetry. It is just really sad in this book. I'll give you a little example here. As soon as I, it's really sad. Basically, she spent her life going through hell in these churches and Magdalene laundries, and she was raped, and all this horrible stuff happened to her growing up. If we were worth nothing in life, we're worth even less in death. Here's one of the poems from in this book. Here I am again, Lord, it's Kathy. I'm all by myself. I am alone. I'm struggling so hard to cope and trying to understand why all this happened to me. Why me, why me, and why so many more, Lord? We seem to live in a busy world, Lord, where everyone passes each other by. Please help them to stop and take a minute or two out of their busy schedule to see our pain and suffering. The tramp on the street, the alcoholic, the drug addict. Does anyone ever stop to think, Lord, what suffering brought them to this stage in their lives? Just to know that someone cares enough to stop and talk for 5 minutes can save somebody's life. So please, Lord, help all those busy people who can only think of themselves to stop, look, listen, and think. 5 minutes of kindness can mean one day of happiness for someone who is suffering great pain and sadness, or even save a life. If someone had given me the time and attention I needed, then I could have been saved from the abuse and torment I suffered for years, and so many others could have been saved as well. That's one of the poems from this book, Kathy's Story, The True Story of a Childhood Hell Inside Ireland's Magdalene Laundries. Very, very good read. I'm almost finished with it. And, it actually, reading some of these poems in this book, actually kind of makes me want to write some poems. But the thing with that is I have to be in a certain mood to write, because it takes a lot inside me to write a poem. I can't just sit down and just crank out a poem, and something has to bring it on. And, you know, for example, this book, you know, kind of is inspiring me to write a poem just about it in general. It's a really sad book, and some of the poems in there are really, really good. She is a very, very good writer, and it's a tearjerker. And let's see, there was something else I was gonna say. Oh yeah, just basically about that book and about poems. You know how I just can't just crank out a poem. Everyone's like, well, you should write more poetry. You should write more poetry. I've tried. Something has to bring it on, I guess. I don't know. But there's my thus ramblings on for now about my book and poetry. So I hope that everyone is having a good night.